Blog Talk Radio.
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops going up. We're just
big wheels, still addicted to J's. Favorite team on my fitted, in every color they make. I paint the town and every city I stay. ADD or you just never really learn how to play. A living, breathing, walking memory on memory lane. Tell me, are we really moving or just dreaming in place? What's the day? Out of space, still in search of something great.
Something great.
In the museum of broken toys, just trying to fill the void. But yeah, I wake up a different year, different fear. Tables turn, I try not to interfere. Yeah, shifting gears, trying to steer, things change. See it getting smaller, am I ripping mail? Are you here, are you really here? Can you hear me clear? Biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear. Yeah, tell me, are you really here? If it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops growing up.
To the world, if the world don't mean something to you,
hey,
focusing on all the negative, the only thing that's negative is something in you, hey, we become the people that hurt us the most. That's why the saying is keep your enemies close. Start giving attention to what you don't want in life, or be prepared to experience it the most. I became everything I used to criticize, how that look inside the critic's eyes, yeah, but all roads lead home. We just arrive at a different time. Are you here? Are you really here? Can you hear me clear? Biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear. Yeah, tell me, are you really here? If it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough.
Right.
I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops growing up.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast on Enhancing Awareness Radio. This one is about self-love, you guys. Kim Arts, she's an awesome lady, awesome, awesome lady. If you feel this in the cosmos, in the astros, in the energy space, I want to let you know that I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I was in a dark, dark place. I'm coming out of a dark, dark place. And I just didn't know who to turn to, who to trust, who, you know, and I had stumbled up her channel appeared in my algorithm. And, you know, like, I just spend nights with her when I don't have anything else to do. And I get bored and all that, you know, I go to Kim Arts University, you know, and just listen, you guys. I don't really say much. I just listen. But, you know, she is it's very great to hear and see, you know, people out here, women especially, who truly are not, who are truly not combative toward the people, and they don't have like this ugly, nasty mindset, and you know they have they want you to grow, and they do things to help you grow, as to, you know, make themselves available. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's just really appreciative to stumble up on that. You know what I mean? So thank you. Shout out to the kids. Thank you. So yes, she, all her information is in the show notes. So go over there, guys. She has good energy. She dances. She's like the spiritual mother. Okay. Amongst many, you know, but she is one of my favorites as of the present moment. So I wanted to introduce her and bring her onto ear, you know, in the spiritual first, you know. I'm sure it may be, you know, I think she's in Dallas too. So yeah. Anyway, guys, self-love. So I'm going to do this one. Please go to subscribe to It's Kim Arts on YouTube, TikTok. I think it's Kim Arts. I don't know. If you go to her YouTube page, you can link up. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, all her information is in the show notes for you guys to go and subscribe. And join her university, guys. She teaches. I'm going to be bringing more lectures from her that I actually saved and want to bring to ear. But she's always, y'all need to save me. Y'all need to, this is her shit, okay? Not my shit. But I love to honor people who I appreciate. So thank you. But yeah, guys, this is self-love for October. You know, she also is adamant on affirmations. She's doing, like, affirmations. Guys, affirmation is going to be important because of the trickery that's being played is being played on your mind, and there's projections and all this shit, so you have to be aware. But affirmations is definitely a great way to combat all of that. So anyway, guys, let's go ahead and hop right into it. I'm excited to bring this. And then I'm going to close with a Ralph Smart video on trusting the universe. I think that that's important, you know, to know in this moment of on the how to trust the universe. But here she is, you guys. And, yeah, throughout the week, guys, I do pop-up shows throughout the week. But, you know, to join me every weekend on Enhancing Awareness Radio at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. I'm on every weekend, been on every weekend for years, okay? So, yeah, Enhancing Awareness Radio will be recognized, and so must it be.
I'm getting ready to do a self-love reading for you guys. This is going to be an October self-love reading. Self-love reading. All right. So take what resonates, leave the rest on the Eye of Ra. This is self-love. It is for the collective. Take what resonates. This is what you need to focus on for October. October is Libra season, so it is about justice, about karma, about balance, Libra Venus. You guys need to be focusing on your kidneys, your bladder. Your affirmation is, I relate. All right, I relate. So you can write some affirmations in if you want to use the word I relate or I release. Either one. Relate, relax, release. Relate, relax, release. I said that at 101. 0101. So relate, relax, release. Ooh, I think we're gonna put that as a title. So self-love. Self-love. Relate, relax, and release. Ooh. This is for October 2022. General reading, take what resonates, and leave the rest on the eye of Ra. It does not matter when you get it, okay? The time, date, or whatever is just for me on all my readings. It's time. So let's see. Let's dive right in. Write in. Take what resonates. You could be any sign, KAU Collective included. Outsiders, maybe day ones, day twos, day threes, day fours, day fivers, day sixers, day seven there, day seveners, day eighters, and day niners. This is for y'all. Let's do a self-love read. Let's do a self-love reading. Again. Let's do a self-love reading. Vibration for today is a three, by the way. We did that earlier on the collective. Oh, let me see if I can get another light. Okay, that might be a little bit better. All right, so y'all can see these cards. Let's see what's coming in here. Temptation. Somebody may be tempted by somebody of the past. So there could be an old lover from the past coming back to tempt you guys. There's a card sticking out here. Discover your life purpose. Ooh, this is talking to somebody. Your life purpose has already been by design. So you could be 39 or 29. You could be 29 discovering your life purpose. On the 29th of this month or October, you will be discovering your life purpose. So you could be guided by an ancestor, your angel, to discover or encouraged to discover your life purpose. Ooh, I love it. What else? And then that temptation, 19. So there, like I said, it could be a past lover that you guys know or that's coming back around. There'll be a little temptation. Yeah, look at there, a little temptation. Cycles. Ooh, break free of those cycles, those karmic cycles. Them drug addictions, temptations, drug addictions, codependency. Pay attention to those cycles. Relate, relax, and release. Okay, leave the season. Yeah, healing. Yay. This is 6. This is 21. That's 29. So do some healing. You guys, leave the season. Yeah, healing. Yay. This is 6. This is 21. That's 29. So do some healing. You guys are coming into your healing. You guys got some healing in hands about yourself. You realize that. So, again, you guys are cleansing cycles, cleansing codependencies, renewing, okay, watching for patterns, looking for patterns. Okay, this is beauty. Ooh, that looks like Venus and have faith. So, again, religion, spirituality, have faith. All right, trust what you know, discover you're being guided, discover your life purpose, duty, you know, self-love, self-care, okay? Do something good for yourself that makes you feel good, makes you feel sexy, okay? Dress up, okay? Go out, if that's what you do, have faith. Master number 22, have faith. Wow. Whoa. And sexuality, whoa. So make something feel beautiful, sexuality. Don't be ashamed of y'all sexuality. Embrace your sexuality, all right? Don't let y'all past hold y'all back on hearing that south node energy. We got number 6, 29, 17, and 22 up here. It could be somebody's birthday, the actual birthday, and 3, which is dreams. So, again, dreams. Remember your wishes, your dreams, your aspirations. Wow. Let me move over here if I can move over a little bit. Okay. Leisure season is all about your dreams. Having faith, your dreams, beauty, life, purpose, and cycles. Watching for karmic cycles. And then unleash your creativity. So some of you guys will be unleashing your creativity in October, all right? Getting out the box, jumping out the box, opening up, seeing all the magic, the beauty that y'all have inside, because beauty came out, right? Breaking free of those cycles, those old bad habits, or those old belief systems that no longer serve y'all. Bringing balance to the table, right? Bringing balance to the table. That's the process. Okay, that's a process. Wow. This is a self-love reading. Take what resonates, leave the rest on the eye of raw. I was going to save this to tomorrow, but then I got out of the shower and stuff, and I was like, no, I feel a little alive, a little awakened. So I'm just going to sit down here and do it tonight for you guys. Sadness. Somebody could be feeling sad, lonely, distant, isolated. Okay. Let's see what's on the top here. So we move on. Pay attention to the signs. Ooh. Pay attention to some signs. There's a little owl guiding you guys, an ancestor. Listen to that innate wisdom. That was a confirmation right there, 707. Confirmation and number 10. Pay attention to the signs. You got some guidance there. Okay, pay attention. All right, so let's see. Let's get the next deck here. Let's see what we got here. Self-love, y'all. Self-love. Take what resonates. October is going to be self-love month for KAU. I want to know what you guys are going to be doing for self-love. You don't have to tell the private stuff, but a little basic stuff. Give some newbies or people that are new to this a little bit of explanation, like a little bit of what would y'all do for self-love, like name some. I'm not saying tell what you're doing. I'm just saying name some so that people that come onto the feed, KAU students, come on, the ones, state runners or the mentors or the moderators, give them something that they can, education. Education is what I'm looking for. You can name some different self-love. Don't all repeat the same thing, please. What is some new stuff you can do for self-love, self-care? Because most people think it's about pedicure, makeup, hair, nails. No, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. It's dealing with your trauma. Okay, I just gave it away. It's dealing with your trauma. It's dealing with things that you need to correct about yourself, that you need to relate, relax, and release. So it's being honest with yourself, first of all, right? Okay, let's get and see what spiritual energy won't say to y'all. Throne, look at there. Your potential is endless. Sitting on your throne, governing your throne. I said that at 9:00 and 45 up there is 9. So somebody can be 45, taking back your throne, taking back your power, not chasing, attracting what belongs to you. Sitting in that power. All right, storm. Every hurricane comes to an end. And look, master number 44. So this is letting y'all know that too shall pass. 44, there's 22, there's 44, and there's 45. What is this? 41. Sundress, do it for you. Wear a beautiful sundress, right? Dress up. You know, feel good about yourself. Summer's almost over. If you didn't put a sundress on this summer, shame on you. No, I'm kidding. Shame on you. Go out and buy a sundress right now and put it on. But no, buy a sundress or have a sundress. Wear a sundress. Do it for you. All right, tap into your feminine energy, okay? Bring her back to life. Wake up, sleeping beauty. Beauty and the beast here. Look at there, lioness. You've earned all your stripes. So you've earned every little bit of this appreciation, this abundance, this sunshine. All right, whatever you work for, that's number 13. What else? Great. Endings are inevitable. Inevitable. So stop trying to hold on to some. No, we ain't going to do that here. We ain't taking that. No. Y'all could be dealing with a witch. I saw the witch card. We going to relate, relax, release, and take this shit slow. We ain't in no hurry. Boy, somebody had a lot to say. Let's see. Mirror. Treat your body like the palace it is. So, again, there could be some self-image problems here or issues. 13 is 4, and that's 4. And then we have another 3 and a 13, 31 again. So I'm seeing 4s here, 13, 1 and 3, 4, 44, master number 44, master number 22, 2s and 4s and 1s and 3s. Somebody could be having self-image problems here or issues with their body image. endings are inevitable. Somebody could be in a cycle here. Somebody's learning to love themselves, discover their true purpose in life, that everybody has something to offer the world. Trees, let them go. So it could be summertime for some of y'all to let some stuff go. That is a relate, relax, and release. In Libra season, some of you guys may be letting something go about yourself or about someone or about some relationship, because Libra is a relationship. So somebody could be deciding to let something go. 18, a tree, asking your ancestors, burning, writing some type of letters, doing some affirmations or writing some type of letter, and then finally releasing what is holding you guys back. That's blocking your creativity, because the last part was unleash your creativity. So whatever y'all need to release that y'all not releasing could be blocking that creativity. It's the reason why y'all are not tapping in. Self-love reading. Goals. You don't need someone else to fix you. Wow, 36. So, again, y'all don't need nobody else to fix y'all. Y'all are perfectly fine. You're fine the way you are. Cancer, it's time for healing, not war. So people out there waging war against the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and this is not the time for war. This is the time to elevate in love and light and truth. Castle, this time for healing, not war. So making peace, making peace. Number 30, and on top, before we go on to the next, lighthouse. Don't doubt your worth. I am always enough. She's hanging up a little reminder. I am always enough. So if you got to get those little reminder plaques, get those little reminder plaques to lift y'all spirits, to remind yourself who y'all are, where y'all come from, how hard you work. It says here you've earned those stripes. Lioness, you've earned all your stripes. So if you need little reminders, y'all, little posties, you know, remind you guys little things. I got up here, I'm chosen, I'm enough, I'm worthy, I'm loved. I'm known, and then it says, I'm yours, no refund. Y'all know, right? Y'all know. Let me see. There, see, I'm yours, no refund. Okay? And we got this one. I am known, I am chosen, I am worthy, I am loved, I am enough. So, there, see what I'm saying? Get you some little reminders. So when you look around your house, or you come into a room or whatever, you got those positive affirmations around you. Little cues to remind you to stay positive. Little reminders, 1444 on the clock. You got little reminders. Let me take this piece out. You got little reminders to stay positive. Little reminders in different rooms, right? Nothing wrong with that. Let's see. Look at the stars. Health checkup. So again, if you're sick, go to the doctor, of course. That's not a screamer. Or you guys are into health. So balancing health, maybe balancing out for later season for some of you guys. Either eating right, eating healthier, being responsible, taking good care of your health, getting proper rest, getting sunshine, getting exercise, self-love, for y'all. Yep, spending that alone time, rejuvenation, hydration, what else, spirit? Yep, planning a vacation. Some of you guys are planning a vacation, a getaway, and some of you guys are getting into meditation. To balance here. What else, spirit? What else, spirit, for the collection? Take what resonates. Self-love, relate, relax, release. This one, come out. Time alone. Hydrate, get some time alone, isolate so you can elevate. And we got music. Listen to some music. Spend some time alone. Dance. Listen to some music from you guys. Music is uplifting. Yep. make an altar for some of you guys that have been thinking about it. Go ahead and do it. Clear your space for some of you guys. Clean your space, I mean. Do some fall cleaning, detoxing. Ground yourself. What else? Good. Positive affirmations, and we're on day 40 out of 90 with KAU, Kim Arch University. So y'all can join us. It's free. Just participate, come in the room, and drop down, give me three affirmations and three gratitudes when I'm online. That's all. That's classwork. Everybody does it. So positive affirmations. Stay with your positive affirmations. If you miss, you start over. That's why we're doing them collectively, because some movies, that's hard to get going when we just start off. So I'm just using a platform to help y'all get started and balance things out. Connect with your womb. Somebody needs to connect with their womb space. Ooh. I think I want to go right here. Oh, maybe I went up too far. That's what confused me. But it was a bug. Look, Matt. Sorry, card. Okay. Positive affirmations. I love myself. Brave and beautiful. I choose love. Worthy, grateful, healthy, happy. And connect with the fire. Somebody needs to connect with the fire element inside them, their passion. And boom, somebody's pleasure. Somebody needs a little whooping. Okay, somebody's pleasure. Somebody needs to do things that are pleasing to themselves, or somebody could be pleasuring themselves. Okay, again, watch a movie. Watch a movie. Know what feels good to you. I see that card as know what feels good to you. Somebody could be 40 years old, expressing themselves, masturbating, seeing what feels good to them. Be still. Oh, that won't come out. Ground yourself. Okay. Be still again. Ground yourself. What else, spirit? Okay. Yeah, think with the moon. Ooh, think with your woman and think with your moon. Okay. And dream journal. Gratitude, affirmation, dream journal. What's on the top? Aromatherapy dream journal. Wow, I like that. Okay.
Okay.
All about the self-love tonight. Free spirit, 22, another master number, 22. You are born to be free. Born to be free, wild, look at there, wild and free. You're born to be free. That was confirmation for somebody. All good things are wild and free. Wow. Somebody's born to be free. You're not born to be in a cage or be like others. You're born to be free. All good things are wild and free. You have red hair. Love red, free spirit. You come here to show others how to be free. Bam, who is this? Amalika, friendship. It's like a three of cups deal. Celebration, three of cups. Yep, three of cups. Somebody needs to celebrate something. I need you to be kind of organized because I got a couple of more to go. One more spirit. One more self-love. Okay. Bright destiny. Somebody has a bright destiny ahead of them. Tapping into your destiny. Gaia is French spirit guide. So Gaia and the French spirit God, okay? Okay, I'm not going to read all of them. That'll take forever. Loving from inside, it is a blessing to give myself the gift of my own presence. So love yourself from the inside. Infinite self. My infinite self dwells in the sweetness of this very moment. This is all about being present. Being present with yourself. Yeah, service as co-creation. My service, no matter how great or small, is a conscious act of co-creation with the world. Yep, co-creating with the universe. Ooh. I embrace my body. That's what those bars were talking about. I honor and embrace all of my body. I am repetitive to her specific needs. I mean, I am receptive to her specific needs. So again, somebody, that's that pleasure, that's that masturbation, right? Taking care of your needs. Asking opens a pathway. When I ask questions of my inner being, I discover that beautiful and helpful answers always come to me. This is pretty, a blue card, my favorite color. That's gorgeous. I like a little blue. I have blue on the neck. The power of self-talk and appreciation. So somebody need to watch how they're talking to themselves and show more appreciation. If you want to talk to yourself, being grateful, say gratitude, okay? Don't complain, in other words. The power of self-talk. When my self-talk is kinder, I am empowered in my capacity for purpose, for pursuing my dream and believe in myself. Okay, so it helps you believe in yourself. Appreciating the good that exists in here and now, expands my awareness to all that is good in the universe. Okay. The power of support. I am grateful for all of the love and support I receive. It is the most precious of life's gifts. Lotus of the head. Lotus on the top. Okay. Let's see what Archangel y'all got. He's protecting them during self-love, October month, spirit. What we got here? Archangel Raphael. Oh, my God. Right on time, Archangel Raphael is going to be protecting y'all during the month of Libra as you give yourself self-love. I say it at 24:44. So see with enlightened eyes, open to abundance. Oh, my God. If this is not on fucking time, I don't know what it is. Archangel Christine up under there, the Christ wife. What else here? What other archangel is protecting the collective during the month of October? Archangel Hope, look for a cosmic gift. Remember, you deserve it. Woo! Expecting a cosmic gift. You deserve it. Y'all did the work. Archangel Christine again. Accept the Christ light. Act with wisdom and loving compassion. Wow, one more spiritual. Archangel Charity, give with an open heart, be generous. So that's about donation too. Y'all can donate. Be conscientious, cooperate with others for their highest good. Archangel Premonic, something like that. Archangel Samael, choose harmonious responses. Ask with wisdom and grace. Mm-hmm. I am good enough. I am enough. I am good enough. One moment. I am confident. A bold, bright, yellow card, colors are fine. I trust my intuition. Trust your intuition. Okay. I am. I am knowledge. Wow, that's love. I'm just thinking of it. Let's see if we got one more here. First of all, it's coming in for October stuff, love. Dang, that was Awakening 96. Wow, Awakening, that journey. Companionship 15 and Step Back 15. Wow. Time for somebody to take a step back. I just met today and pop up. Take a step back to get come on. See. Oh. So, take a step back. Yeah, I'm just thinking. Awakening. Somebody's going to be awakening. Take a step back. Companionship. Ooh, let loose. Okay, the wild side, the freak side, lighten up. Have fun. Let loose. Enjoy life. Some of y'all are too rigid. Abundance is coming in. Y'all got to release that rigidness, that pent-up energy that is keeping y'all abundance from coming, from flowing, keeping y'all from tapping into the creativity. Y'all, ooh, wow, that was a lot. We're not going to go with that spirit. Thank you, though. One more. Adventure. Some of y'all need to go on adventure. Be spontaneous. Do something different. Wear something different. Change up some colors. Eat something different. Whatever it's called for, let loose. Music healing. Yep, listen to some music. Free flowing. Different styles. Classical, jazz, R&B, neo soul. And free yourself. Elusive, priestess. Oh, and peace under the bottom. So an elusive priestess with peace under the bottom. Wow. So let's just work in love. Let's see what we're doing here. Get a couple of tarot for y'all. Get a Scorpio card, the World card, Scorpio Sag. Yep. Show you back to it. High priestess, yep, Scorpio high priestess. Somebody's getting clarity. Yeah, ooh, Emperor. Okay, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, Pisces, Cancer, bam. Somebody's facing judgment. Somebody's gonna be calling y'all out of the blue. Yeah, they see y'all as a high priestess. Y'all already know it. Y'all answering the call, stepping up to the plate. This could be divine timing for some of y'all. This could be some journey that y'all meant to be on as an emperor, as a high priestess. Let's see, who we got up at the top? Yeah, you guys are holding back something. There's a soulmate union coming in. Three of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, Page, Pisces, Cancer. I can see things like somebody's coming towards y'all or hesitating. Yeah, getting the courage and confidence to come towards y'all. Yeah, Ace of Wands. Some issues, jealousy, envy, science, and Aquarius. Moving forward. Okay, can I tell moving forward? Somebody's jealous, somebody's spying, somebody wants a fresh start with y'all. Yep. Y'all can be dealing with a Capricorn or work at business. Some of y'all may have cut this person off. They're jealous, they're envious, they're spying, they're stalking, you know, I'm curious. Yep. They're jealous because y'all got the world card. Y'all got a new cycle. Y'all are being seen in a new light, positive energy. What else? Yep. 2-1. Soulmate. See, somebody's mad at you because y'all made a choice to level up. Y'all made a choice to better yourself, and y'all made a choice to heal. And y'all been dealing with a Capricorn, somebody's obsessive, or somebody that has some type of drinking or drug addiction, sex addiction. This person is toxic. Damn, yep, somebody was joking. Somebody was breadcrumbing y'all. Yep, somebody was trying to steal from y'all, trying to catch some regulars. Yep, bam, ooh, spirit said, yep, did not leave a prayer. Somebody was trying to steal from y'all, juggle from y'all. 2 of Pentacles, 6 of Pentacles, 7 of Swords, and bam, the truth. So spirit is saying, yes, this person was taken from y'all. Yes, this person was cheating and lying. Yes, this person had sneaky, risky behavior. All right, juggling, 2 of Pentacles, child, Capricorn, Virgo. Yep, they could have been juggling. Somebody was very jealous, very manipulative. Ooh, yeah. All that exposure right there with the Five of Wands, Aries, Seven of Cups, and the Ten of Cups. You know, somebody's very jealous, very manipulative, very envious, not happy for you at all. Yeah, look, y'all be dealing with a Queen of Swords, a Virgo, somebody's trying to, look, they're worried about y'all finding out the truth, want to keep y'all stuck in the old cycle. Yeah, look, what I tell y'all, want to keep y'all stuck in the old cycle. Y'all be dealing with a player, a gaslighter that's not changed a bit, still dealing with a baby mama. Again, wanting to come in and get a wish fulfillment with y'all. Yep, with that Ace of Cups, need to make some decisions. Yep, there's the Empress right there. Wow, and this cycle card clarified by the Queen of Swords. So this is going through some type of karmic cycle or cycle through this energy to our Capricorn Virgo. Wow. Wow, y'all. Thank y'all. That's y'all reading. Self-love.
I would like to remind you that life is alive.
Visions.
And it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes. And go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind and be sublime. Be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Ayy, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Ayy, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Ayy, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Ayy, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without. You know? And I've been broke so many times. And I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty of times. Plenty nights when I didn't see no finish line. In my sight still I grind, grind, grind. 24-7. Grind, grind, grind. 7 through 7. When they gon' pay out. Can't take a day out. Working them night shifts. And then I got laid out. I had to get it. I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why is you chillin'? Why is you chillin'? I'm sacrificing my sleep. I'm manifesting these dreams. Andrea, understand the nature of this reality. Or this pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought. You are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts and have your actions aligned with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Hey, they dedicated and stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind. Yeah, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. They dedicated and stay on your grind, homie. I know they hate. Don't pay out no mind, homie. Sacrifices, they gon' pay off in time, homie. Gotta take it one day at a time, baby. They dedicated and stay on your grind, baby. I know they hate, don't pay on no mind, baby. These sacrifices, they gon' pay off in time, baby. Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. Gotta take it one day at a time, baby. Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. Gotta take it. Dead time, baby. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out. I promise they gon' pay out.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We are out here in nature, baby. In this beautiful rainforest. But do you love yourself? Do you truly love yourself? Or are you finding it a struggle to love yourself every single day? How to love yourself properly like never before. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So that's the question that came in. Someone's like, Ralph, I don't love myself. In fact, I've never ever loved myself. I wake up feeling depressed, miserable. I don't like who I see in the mirror, Ralph. How can I love myself properly? That's a great question. Look, I've been there. Done that, got the t-shirt, and we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Because yes, I've been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. There was a time when I didn't like myself. I didn't love myself. I would stare into the mirror, and I'm like, I don't like the person staring back at me. So how did I go from not loving myself to absolutely loving myself, right? And the cat down the road is proud of me. Close your eyes. Now, I want you to picture yourself. Are you smiling right now, or are you frowning? You see, when you have the best mental image of yourself, that's how you start to learn how to love yourself. Loving yourself is the secret to becoming your greatest version. Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. Loving yourself is the secret to becoming your greatest version. You see, so many of us, we don't love ourselves because we have a poor mental image of ourselves. We think of ourselves poorly. We perceive ourselves poorly. So what helped me along my journey was to realize this. The perception you have of yourself is more important than the perception other people have of you. What? Slow motion this side. but I really want to please them, Rouse. Exactly. That's why so many people don't love themselves. Spend time alone, in a rainforest, in the woods, by the ocean. Get to know yourself to love yourself. You see, self-love begins with self-acceptance. It's hard to accept yourself in this modern-day world where everybody is comparing their profile to someone else. Well, it's time to be alone to really form an intimate relationship with yourself. And that's how you learn how to love yourself. But no. But no. Stop caring what they think. They aren't important. You have to live with you. You see, what helped me along my journey was to realize this. I'm only spending time with people who accept me for who I am, for people who embrace my uniqueness. I'm not about fitting into other people's standards. And that's why I say, can I get a hello? I mean, who does that? This is all what helps me to love myself. When I disliked myself, it was because I was trying to fit in to other people's standards. I wasn't truly happy. So always do it for you. Forget about the audience. Forget about the crowd. Ask yourself, am I happy where I am right now? Spend time also with people who make you happy, who make you feel good about yourself, who don't always try and change how you were made. You were made this way by the universe for a reason. Now, how to love yourself properly, like never before. You see, many times we can't love ourselves because we hold the past against ourselves, not realizing we were at a particular state of consciousness, awareness at that time. So every single day to love myself, I'm forgiving myself. I'm even, deep divers, forgiving myself when I didn't even love myself. I'm like, that young Ralph didn't even know better. But now I absolutely love myself, okay? So you have to forgive your mistakes, your past transgressions, to realize that, hey, at the time, you were doing the best you knew how to do. Now you know better. So see the good even in your past. See the good even in your mistakes. See the good and learn from the past. See it as a valuable learning tool. And that's what helps me to love myself. I'm work in progress. I'm a walking masterpiece, but I'm also work in progress, okay? You can be the work in progress and also the masterpiece at the same time. Slow motion this side. How to love yourself like never before. I said many years ago, to love yourself, go to the place where you find your greatest power. Go to the place where you find your greatest power. Every single day I'm on the beach because that's where I find my greatest power. Infinite waters, Hawaii chilling, Sierra Leone chilling, right? The best beaches in the world, I'm there. Because I'm going to the place where I find my greatest power. Invest in your happiness. When was the last time you went out with some friends and just had a good laugh? Like, that's what will help you love yourself. You see, we deny ourselves of the pleasures of a better existence. That's why we can't love ourselves. We're all so serious. Why so serious? It's time to loosen up, and that's what helped me to love myself. It was time to loosen up, and now I'm like, oh, I actually love myself because I'm letting go. I'm not being so rigid. I'm going to the place which makes me happy. Do more things which make you happy. Slow motion this side. That actually makes me happy. Should we do it again? Slow motion this side. Slow motion that side. You see? Stop apologizing. No, I'm not going to say sorry for doing it twice. I love doing slow motion, and that's how I love myself. You see, the moment I began to love myself, great things happened. The moment I began to love myself, phenomenal things happened. It starts like this. If you are always criticizing yourself for everything you want, You will never ever love yourself. Stop praising yourself for everything you are. Even if you're not there yet, at least you're moving towards it. We grow up in our society with images of what's perfect. Don't you realize those people were photoshopped by me? I airbrushed their pictures. It's not real. They don't even look like that, right? So to love yourself, ladies, to love your body, stop comparing yourself to other models, because they don't even look like that. I've seen them in person. You have a beautiful body, how the universe made you. Your beautiful curves, embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. You have that body for a reason. It's time to stop apologizing for how you were made. It's time to stop apologizing for how you think. It's time to stop apologizing for expressing your emotions because you don't want to be considered as weak. You see, there was a long time where I was just mute. I'm a Pisces, by the way. Born on March 3rd, so I won a lot of presents on March 3rd. Deep divers, I've told you my birthday. When is it? March 3rd. I'm not going to apologize for saying that. Because that's what loving yourself is all about. You got to be proud of yourself. Stop apologizing for getting emotional. Don't you realize that emotion means energy in motion? It shows that you have a deeper level of sensitivity than most people who are so desensitized. That's how you love yourself. When you really start becoming more vocal, you learn how to speak even if your voice shakes. You're not afraid, not today, not any day. No. That's how you love yourself. You got to be vocal. You got to stand up for your right and don't give up the fight. Shout out to Bob Marley. You're looking a bit shaky, baby. Well, it's time for you to start expressing yourself and stop apologizing for how you feel. Don't let anybody tell you how you feel is invalid. Every emotion you are feeling is valid, and that's how you love yourself. Don't allow anybody to tell you to snap out of it. Don't allow anybody to tell you it's just a phase. What you're going through matters to you, and when you realize that, that's how you love yourself. 7-day vegan challenge, let's talk about it. Woo! It's getting hot in here. Now, I just bought a lot of blueberries today, high in vitamin C. I love blueberries, and they smell fantastic, okay? To love yourself, it means, for me, having a better relationship with your body. So that can only come for me when I'm eating a plant-based diet. I've been a vegan for over 13 years, and every single day I look like I'm 17. People are like, Ralph, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 17, right? I look very, very young, thanks to blueberries. But when I started to become a vegan, I had a lot of people who were like, Ralph, you're losing weight. You're looking skinny. Where are you going to get... Ralph, the classic question, where are you going to get your protein from? Where are you going to get your protein from? And I just chucked, like, literally just chucked a whole load of chlorella all over them. That's where, right? Stop apologizing for how you eat. I got a good friend who only drinks cold pressed juice. Now, I'm a vegan, but I'm not like a fanatic. So I'm just like, hey, if it's regular juice, I'll drink it. But she's like, I only drink cold pressed juice. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. She loves herself. I'm not going to start criticizing her. Like, so you got to respect your food journey. Some people are raw vegan. And I don't have anything to say about that. That's bad. I'm like, do you, I'll do me. Right? And probably I might join you. But for now, I love this brown rice and avocado salad for the 7-day vegan challenge, okay? So don't let anybody make you feel bad with your eating regimen, your routine. I meet people who are doing fasting, okay? And there have been numerous benefits of intermittent fasting. So once again, live your food journey and realize, once again, you are work in progress, but also the masterpiece at the same time. It's okay to experiment with different foods. You're young, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Exactly. How to love yourself properly like never before. We're getting hot and heated and passionate in here. Oh, yes, we are. I want to help other people, Ralph, but wait a minute. You can't even help yourself. You see, there's a reason why I have over 1 million subscribers. There's a reason why I'm inspiring millions of people because I love myself. when I didn't love myself, it wasn't happening. But I was like, hey, maybe I should help other people, but I can't even help myself. That's why I didn't even love myself more, because I knew that deep inside. The reason why I connect with so many people is because I'm becoming whole every single day. I'm moving into my heart space. Every single day, I'm moving into my heart space. So, to love yourself properly like never before, move from your ego, edging goodness out. No slow motion. Deserves one, though. To your heart space. And learn how to fill your own cup first before you start pouring in other people's cups. You see, you can't give people what you don't have. You will just feel drained. And that's why people don't love themselves. I've been inspiring people for years, millions. That's why I know what I'm talking about. I've seen the results in my own life, my own transformation, that, frankly, I have a lot to give. I have a lot to share because I've been blessed every single day from the universe. So make sure if you really want to help people, help yourself first. Heal yourself before you try and heal other people. There's a reason why I can help people. I studied psychology, I love people, and I love the cat down the road, but I'm whole within myself, so I don't feel drained. I've been doing this a long time, and that's what helps me love myself. Don't help people before you help yourself. Start with yourself first, and then the cup will runneth over. The cup will runneth over. It will runneth over. How to love yourself properly like never before. For me, it's all about no censorship, no filter. Raw, organic, no makeup here. What you see is what you get. It's me, it's Infinite Waters, live in the flesh, okay? You have to really be authentic to love yourself. Stop trying to fit into other people's expectations they have of you. Ladies, fellas, I allow people to see the inner me more than the outer me, because the reason I have over 1 million subscribers is because of the message. I'm touching people's hearts, millions all around the world, and it's not going to stop. We're only going to become more successful. Another way to love yourself is believe in yourself and have confidence, okay? So, I'm always in a good humor because I'm always realizing the power of authenticity. How you are is perfect. You don't have to change. Accept yourself as you are. Okay? You're good enough. Oh, yes, you are good enough. That's how you love yourself. Stop feeling like you have to put on a massive show. I'm just being myself, yet I'm inspiring millions of people. Just being myself. So I went from not loving myself to loving myself when I realized the power of just letting go. Not trying so hard, because the more you try hard to please people, you create resistance. Resistance makes stronger. It creates suffering. So release resistance. Say, this is me. And then trust your instincts and your intuition to really love yourself. Say, okay, where I am right now, this environment, is it really serving me? Is it really helping me become my greatest version? Only go to environments which will take you to the next level of evolution and consciousness. Only place yourself in environments that have your best interest at hand to help you become your greatest version. How to love yourself properly like never before. Baby, baby, beautiful deep divers. What's helped me along my journey is to let go of a just over broke, a job which doesn't serve me. We get stuck in jobs which we feel that's all we're good for. I'm only good for this kind of job. That was me along my early journey. I didn't love myself. I was just happy to have a job, not realizing I'm a multidimensional being having a human experience. That means I can create any reality I choose. And that's what I've done. That's why life is very fruitful right now. Life is very fruitful right now because I realize the possibilities are endless. I had to let go of jobs which were not serving me to start embracing a new outlook, to start embracing a new lifestyle. I don't have a job, I have a lifestyle. And that's what helps me love myself. The reason I'm sharing every single day is because I truly love myself and I love what I'm doing. To love yourself, make sure wherever you're working, it's nourishing your soul. And it's helping you to find your soulmate. Your soulmate. How to love yourself properly like never before. Deep divers, what's helped me along my journey, plain and simple, is to let go of relationships that don't serve you. Shabby-ass relationships that nobody needs. But Ralph, I don't want to be alone and I don't love myself because I know I shouldn't be in this relationship. You better run. That way. You see, it's better to be single and happy than in a relationship and hate yourself. Slow motion this side. I've counseled thousands of people, relationship counseling. I get over 3,000 messages every single day. More than that, right? A lot of these are relationship questions. Ralph, my boyfriend is like this and like that and he's making me feel a certain way, or my girlfriend, my wife, my husband, okay, not the cat down the road, but they don't love themselves because they know they're not with a person who truly appreciates them. So to love yourself, and what helped me to love myself was to only be with people who appreciate me, once again, for who I am. Energy is contagious. If you know this secret principle, you learn how to love yourself. I've got amazing friends. I've got amazing friends I can call right now. They would be there for me. I'll be there for them. That's how I love myself, by realizing we become like the energy we surround ourselves with most often. Loving yourself is a process. If you don't love yourself now, don't worry. It will come once you let go of relationships, interactions that don't serve you, that are shallow, and you start creating more depth in every single interaction, more meaning in every single interaction. And now you start to feel whole within yourself. How to love yourself properly like never before. Appreciate yourself. Be proud of how far you've come. You see, time and time again, we forget where we first started. I remind myself where I first started, when I was just in my backyard, in a garden, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just in the garden. I've come a long way. And it's been a long journey, and the journey still continues. But I'm proud of my journey, going from this to that, and that's what helps me love myself every single day. I'm like, if I can go through all the stuff I've been through, I can definitely, definitely go through anything else. Loving yourself comes with self-praise. Loving yourself comes with self-admiration. And that's how you can give to other people, once you feel complete and whole within yourself. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello, Ted? Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature. Have a beautiful day. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. You, I love myself like never before, Ralph. I told you.
Many days of your love, you see. Thank you.